So, Vice Minister, I wish to welcome you in the name of the Portuguese Parliament and in the name of the Foreign Affairs Committee. We are extremely happy and honored with your visit. We have had the best relations with your ambassador, someone who is a regular visitor of our Parliament. And we have huge expectations regarding the political and cultural and economic relations between Portugal and Iran. We see our two countries as very ancient partners, since we are one of the few countries in the world which have known each other for many centuries. And it's a very fortunate opportunity that we have today to be able to create a new opportunity for our both countries. We have very complementary economies. I think Iran has much to gain economically from their relations with Portugal, and we have certainly a lot to gain from economic relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. So, what we really would like, Excellency, is to create the best conditions for political dialogue, more closeness, proximity, economic development of times beneficial both ways to our two countries in the best interest of our populations. As you know, Portugal is a small country, but a very ancient one. And being ancient, and with time comes wisdom, then comes tolerance and openness. And we are a very particular kind of European country. We are more a world country than a European one. We are very open to the world. Our history took part more in the rest of the world than in Europe itself. So, being a country with this cultural openness to everything that comes from outside, and expecting that this cultural affinity with a very ancient nation of Iran, we really wish to give you a word of hope that we will be able to invest our energies in the development of our common interests, not only economically, but also politically. I think you will find Portugal as a very privileged partner in Europe, especially for cultural reasons, which are those who run deeper in our nation. We have here representatives of the different parliamentary groups represented in the Portuguese Parliament. We have also the chairman of the friendship group between Portugal and Iran. And we are preparing with your embassy a visit of this commission, of this committee to Iran, something we are all very excited about this opportunity. For the most diverse order of reasons. But I think most of us, having the expectation of serving our country, we have this enormous cultural curiosity of having the opportunity of visiting Iran and this very, very ancient cultural heritage. Thank you very much, Vice Minister, please.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us, my delegation. Allow me to convey best regards of your Iranian counterpart, Dr. Burujerdi, to Your Excellency and all members of this parliament. And also, I mentioned to my friend, the chairman of Friendship Group, before this meeting that just yesterday I was in Germany, and for one issue, Mr. Speaker called me and I told him that tomorrow morning I will pay visit Lisbon. And he also stressed that convey his best regards to Mr. Speaker and to you. As you mentioned, there is a huge potential for cooperation, further collaboration in all fields, especially after nuclear deal between Iran and the Western side. We think based on our very, very historical relationships, which back to 500 years ago, we are fully prepared to have a further cooperation with you, especially about the economic section. Some case of economic relation already has studied between me and our friends in this delicious lunch with Mr. Chairman of Friendship Group, and hopefully because of Mr. Ambassador's activity here, he's my old friend. And yes, he also told me that there is a good fields for cooperation. After exchange of two foreign ministers' visit to Tehran and Lisbon, along with some representative of big company, they became familiar with each other and good potential for cooperation. At present, we will try to have a direct flight between Tehran and Lisbon. One company, airline company, announced its readiness to have such as this direct flight, but it needs some facilitation of issuance visa. It is very important issue. In Iran, it belongs to my business.
SF, right?
Yes. For example, we can give a multiple visa to businessman, or even abolish the visa for holder of diplomatic pass, which includes some parliamentarians and diplomats. And it can pave the way for further cooperation and exchange of tourism. Generally, our tourists, both sides, would like to have a visit with each other, your beautiful cities in Portugal, and also in Iran. We have a very famous busy city like Isfahan, Shiraz. We will continue our discussion with our colleagues in foreign ministry to reach an agreement for this case in consular issues. And also we think there is some small banking problems after lifting the sanction. So far, we have had some small problems, but hopefully after the visit of Dr. Zarif with Mr. Jankiri in New York last 2 months ago, and also with Mrs. Mogherini in Tehran, I inform in my tour in Europe that America sent some delegation to convince the European country that there is no problem for close cooperation with Iran. Just this morning in Lisbon, from internet, I saw the statement which issued by Mr. Philip Hammond, British Foreign Minister, in Financial Times newspaper. He also encouraged the British company to have a close connection with Iran. And about parliamentarian relationship, Excellency, you know we passed our very hard competition in our parliament, and next month we'll form our new parliament. Hopefully your counterpart will appoint again. He's my best friend, Mr. Burujerdi, because he's our ex-ambassador some countries like China and the other, and was the deputy of foreign minister. Therefore, for us as a foreign minister, it is very good to appointing him again as a chairman of foreign affairs committee. But I think we should wait for the form of the new parliament, new commission. And I would like again your Iranian counterpart's invitation to your excellency to pay visit in Iran, and in advance we welcome you and your visit in Iran. Hopefully it can pave the way for further cooperation, even exchange of speakers of parliament from our side. There is no limits. I always accompany Mr. Speaker in his foreign visit. I remember that in IPU and the other organization, we can have a very close cooperation with this regard. We have a very important library in our parliament and also center, research center in our parliament, which would like to exchange their experiences with your parliament. You know, our parliament back to 110 years ago, we had a first parliament in Iran. And so far, we will try to have a close connection with our friends in the Western side, EU members. And in this case also, we would like to have an exchange at high level delegation in parliamentarian delegations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice Minister. It's really an exceptional privilege to be here with your delegation and with yourself, Excellency. It's very interesting to think that the relations between Portugal and Iran are older than the concept of West and East. And I think there is this very fortunate fact that most of the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee, they not only follow with interest and care international affairs that are the direct object of their work here, but they are all people of culture. So you can imagine what privilege and what an exceptional privilege it is for every one of us to have the opportunity to visit Iran. And I'd like to emphasize that we have the best relations with your ambassador. We are extremely happy of our common dealings with him. And as you know, parliamentary diplomacy is a very useful one because members of government represent countries, but parliamentarians represent directly the people, so we can speak more freely.
Mayor of people.
We speak more, we don't have to worry about diplomatic concerns. We speak freely about everything. You agree. And so we are really also, we have this expectation of being able to develop more intense ties with our Iranian colleagues. And I would also very clearly to state this. If you find difficulties in the different fields you have enumerated, the areas where there are things to be solved, if you find obstacles or difficulties, you can always call on your ambassador to speak to the Foreign Affairs Committee, and we will put our best efforts on solving all those difficulties. I know that you won't be in Lisbon for long. We regret that very much. There is a lot to see in our great city of Lisbon, and I hope one day we'll find the time to enjoy Portuguese hospitality. You'll find it a very, as your ambassador will explain, a very particular European country. Gentlemen, thank you very much, all of you. All the best for your next meetings. I know you are having your meeting with the CEF and with the Minister of Economy, so you have a very busy agenda. Thank you very much.